Yes, this resolution urges the Forest Service to complete an environmental impact statement for the Santa Fe Mountains Landscape Resiliency Project, which is a 50,000-acre project where they'll be doing mechanical thinning and prescribed burn treatments. It says more specifically that the County Commission is urging the Forest Service to conduct a comprehensive NEPA analysis process, which they expect to be an environmental impact statement because of the size and scope of the project and the various potential impacts.
And what's the lesser form of the EIS?
Well, it's the lesser form of NEPA, which is National Environmental Policy Act, and that would be an environmental assessment. And that form of analysis just doesn't have the scope for a project of this size with so many potential impacts, and it doesn't require that they analyze as diverse a range of alternatives.
And Sarah, isn't the Santa Fe National Forest required by NEPA, federal environmental law, in other words, to conduct an EIS prior to such a large and impactful project?
I think they are, and many people think they are, but that's a controversial question. Environmental law requires that a project be analyzed with an environmental impact statement if it may have significant impacts to resources such as roadless areas, wildlife, and recreation. And in these projects, at least the ones they've done up to this point, they typically remove over 90% of the trees. So you know that there's going to be substantial impacts. And I want to say that when I say they remove 90% of the trees, they're removing more of the smaller trees than the larger trees, but the large trees do get removed, very large ones. And I've heard the Forest Service say they're removing smaller diameter trees. They removed trees in La Cueva up to 24 inches, and in the Hyde Park and Pacheco Canyon projects, they'll be up to 16 inches. And those are like 40-foot or larger trees. Those are very large overstory trees. And the result is the forest is very opened up, and it just doesn't look like a forest to me. It looks kind of like a wasteland.
Sarah, why the hesitancy, do you think, on the part of the National Forest to conduct an EIS?
It takes time and it costs money. I think it boils down to that. And there's a perception that they need to get in and start thinning and burning. And new research shows that's just not a correct perception, that the probability any fuel treatment they do will meet with a fire is exceedingly low. So if instead of doing an environmental impact statement, they got in there and did a fuel treatment, it probably would make no difference. And the public really wants to be involved in this project. We love the Santa Fe National Forest. We use it for recreation. I'm hoping that they'll start to understand how important it is to the public for us to be involved.
And this County Commission meeting is coming up on the 26th. Sarah, tell us what you would like to, in terms of public input on this particular resolution.
Well, I would like people to come and ideally wear green clothes in case you can't talk, so you would know, or the County Commission would know, who's there to support this resolution and really encourage the whole board, all five commissioners, to vote yes on this resolution. And I really want to thank Commissioner Anna Hansen and Commissioner Anna Hamilton for being the sponsors of this resolution. They're the first elected representatives that have stood up for the forest and for the public, because there's a lot of impacts on the public. Like, for example, they burn slash piles frequently in the spring and the fall, and the smoke makes many people ill. And no matter what the health department's standards are, whether it's above or below, you know, people are feeling it. And this needs to be looked into, and there's so many aspects of it that needs much more analysis than has been done previously for projects.
And Sarah, if you would give us the mobilizing information for the County Commission meeting on the 26th.
Well, the meeting starts at 2, and it's at 102 Grant Street at the
downtown
courthouse. Yeah, the county administration building, I think they call it. And it's upstairs. And the best projection we can come up with is that the time for people to speak will be somewhere around 3:30. I'm going to show up a little earlier. Agenda item 4 is for the public to speak about matters of public concern, and that's when people can speak about it. And then it will be voted agenda item 6. And meanwhile, you can email the county commissioners and tell them that you support the resolution for comprehensive NEPA analysis.
That sounds good. And transitioning a bit here, Sarah, to the concept of community forests, what is meant by the term community forest?
Well, the Forest Service calls, and many other scientists, calls the area where the communities or people live meets the forest, wildland urban interface areas. And to those of us who live up there, or to those who go and visit the forest, there are community forests. And that's why I use that term, because they're so important to us. And in this project, in the Santa Fe Mountains Landscape Resiliency Project, the areas bordering communities, the wildland urban interface areas, are really the focus of thinning treatments. And if they thin so much of that area to the extent that they've done in the past, where 90% of the trees are removed and it doesn't look like a forest, it will be taking away from the public their opportunities to just go walk in the forest or hike in the forest. Even somebody in Santa Fe, if they want to take their kids up for a picnic on a Saturday, they want to go to the close and accessible forests. And there's a number of forests that we have the good fortune of having right available to us. And so I'm really focused on the whole Santa Fe National Forest, but on protecting those areas and those communities too.
And Sarah, what do we know about these wildland urban interface areas and thinning, and, for instance, what happened in Paradise, California with the campfire?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of fear about what happened in the campfire in Paradise, because 85 people died. But that was not actually caused by lack of fuel treatments in the forest. The forest surrounding Paradise had been logged, and then people had gone in and collected firewood. So it was about as thinned and cleaned up as you could get. And the fire that went through was not a crown fire. You can see from the photos that the trees are not burned. And it was a series of that the houses were not properly fireproofed. And so the fire went from one house to another. They were too close together. Here in New Mexico, I just looked up recently how many deaths we've had from fire. And for the past 2 decades, there's been 7. They were firefighters, the brave firefighters. But 6 of them were vehicular accidents, like involved getting there or whatever one does with a vehicle. And only 1 was entrapment. And I don't understand why people have so much fear of fire when they'll drive around Santa Fe, because that's scary to me. And I just think our risk is overblown. And also, most of the east side communities are downwind of the forest. So the wind, prevailing winds blow up through the community, up into the forest. So a fire is like very unlikely to come down from the forest into a community. And the primary Forest Service researcher, Jack Cohen, and other researchers found that the relevant area to thin and to fireproof to protect structures is just the 100 feet around houses. So thinning in the forest around communities will not make our homes safer.
Sarah, tell us what happened with the La Cueva Fuel Break Project.
Hey, the La Cueva Fuel Break Project was a thinning project that, you know, preceded the Santa Fe Mountains Landscape Resiliency Project. And much of the community objected to the prescriptions. Prescriptions are the plans, or the, you know, of how many trees they're going to cut. They weren't all are mostly objecting to any thinning being done, but because it was so extreme, they just didn't want it to happen in their community. And it was analyzed with the lowest level of analysis, which is a categorical exclusion. And they just didn't have enough input in the process in the way that they should. The Forest Service did talk to them. The Forest Service went, Forest Supervisor went out at least 3 times, I think, and saw the area and listened to their concerns. But in the end, the people's concerns weren't really listened to. And there's one area that was called Block E, and they called it Cougar Canyon. And it was like a masterpiece of nature. It had beautiful rock outcroppings, and, you know, the trees were spaced perfectly. They weren't crowded. And it was like a sanctuary or almost a temple in a way to certain people in La Cueva, and they just did not want that cut. There was no reason. All of the La Cueva fuel break was not properly situated in relation to the prevailing winds to be helpful for La Cueva in terms of protecting their structures, even if it did help to go outside the 100-foot radius. And it's recently now been cut, and people's hearts are just broken. And I see no reason or no cause. And if they had had the opportunity to participate in an environmental impact statement, I think the results would have been different.
Finally, what can be done to help protect community forests such as the Cañada Forest? And would an EIS environmental impact statement help with that too?
It would help. I mean, as far as analysis, that's the answer for it all. Anytime they're going to do a project that may have significant impacts, which most of them do, an environmental impact statement gives us the opportunity to really consider it carefully and, you know, look into all the potential impacts and to try to avoid them in advance. And that's why I'm just asking every commissioner on the Board of County Commission to vote yes for the resolution to have an EIS performed for this large project.
Sarah Hayden is the Wild Earth Guardian Santa Fe National Forest Protection Advocate. Sarah, final thoughts this morning.
I just hope people will come. This forest, I don't think people understand what potentially is going to happen to our forest or what could happen to our forest. So I asking people to really think about it and try to visualize what it would be like if most of the forest or large parts of the forest from north of Tisuque all the way to Glorieta had the majority of the trees cut and it was like barren in between and they burned off what came back, you know, like every several years. And the forest did not look anything like what you have ever considered a forest to be. And is this the price you want to pay for more fire safety or for what you perceive as more fire safety?